Now, could you comment on some of the players who you played with in the Gloucester team? For example, James Simpson Daniel.
Yeah, I think Sinbad was a fantastic talent. You know, he was a great runner, such a balanced runner, which you know, gave him a lot of opportunities. He was fast with his balanced running, you know, and he scored a lot of tries and had a long career for Gloucester, which is, you know, which was great. When I came over, he was sort of just coming through. He was him, Marcel Garvey. They were just sort of these young wingers, young players coming through. Unfortunately, I think for injury and illness at wrong stages, times in his career, I think the timing was just wrong. Otherwise, I think he certainly would have had a good international career. You know, I definitely rate him as he should have been. He could have definitely been up there for England and had a long career for them.
James Forrester too. You played with him. Sadly,
again, you know, Django was. He's actually moved back from Singapore. He was out in Singapore. He's just moved back. He's actually in the same primary school as us. So. He's just returned from a long time out in Singapore. He was probably there 6, 7, 8 years. What a phenomenal talent off the base of the scrum. Doesn't look a lot like a mobile fast number eight, but certainly I've not seen many number eights pick up a ball at the base of the scrum, round a opposition winger, and score a try. And you know, Sinbad that did that in the Premiership. But I think the balance between having Junior at eight, Junior Paramore at eight, and Django coming through was a real asset for the team in terms of changing the style of play during the game to put defences under pressure.
Yeah, Junior Paramore, another player, always seemed to be able to smile with his face when he was playing. He seemed to love.
Always loved. Oh, he's such a passionate rugby man, and still is. And I'm so glad for him that he's the kit man at Bristol at the moment. So, you know, he's still in that rugby environment, and it's somewhere he'll flourish. So, yeah, he was a. He's also one of those players that I'm always glad I played with and not against, you know. So rather have him in my team than against me. He's up until recently we've played several games together for veterans games and various charity matches. So it's always good to catch up with him and play with him again. Mm. And he's still putting the big hits even for his age.
Ollie Hassan.
Yeah, Zed is also another great character. He's also back. He's also back in Gloucester, Cheltenham now. You know, one of those players that always on the field gave his best and hardest. You know, and having characters like that in the pack makes, you know, with Phil Vickery, you know, Trevor Woodman, Rob Fiddler. You know, Chris Forty, having those guys in the pack makes it real difficult for opposition, especially to play down here. So, you know, Zed was always one of those really hard players for the opposition to handle.
Henry Paul had been in the side from Rugby League, and he, of course, was in some ways involved in the Munster situation. But, I mean, what sort of impact did he make on the team as a sort of ex-Rugby League player being paid quite a high sum by all accounts?
Well, I can't comment on his salary, but
no.
I think he brought a lot to the team. I think there was a little bit of a time where he had to find his correct position, but he certainly added a lot. He brought a lot of a different vision to our attacking play, a lot more distribution. So added that extra, especially when he was playing 12. You know, he could add a lot with in terms of the distribution, which fitted into the way we wanted to play. So initially, I think it was just finding his spot, and then once he had it, you know, he added a lot, not just on the field but also off the field. I mean, he brought a lot to the social aspect and social cohesion of the team.
All right.
And he seemed so skilled at giving very late passes, going into the tackle and one-handed.
Yeah, and I think that came through his experience at Leeds in terms of the offload and distributing the passes. I mean, with Terry van Loo at 13, they were a really dangerous combination in the midfield.
Yeah, Terry van Loo, of course, is another great player.
An icon in Gloucester rugby. He's here. He's part of the Gloucester community, coaching staff. So it's great that he can still be involved in Gloucester and help develop the next generation of Gloucester players.
Mm. And then there was a local boy, Andy Hazel.
Now, Hazy, loved playing with Hazy, especially as an open sider. He was also very fast. Again, unfortunate through injuries. I remember there's one match he ran out and he broke his toe as he was running out. So if you think about unfortunate incidents, we certainly had a few in that team, but very good over the ball. Especially around the way we played, he was able to get to the wide breakdowns several times. His understanding with Gomez was really good. There was no one, we would go quite wide, almost to the edge, and there would be maybe 2-3 meters of space, and he would still go around and make a lot of yards for us. But it was his ability to get to those wide breakdowns, which was fantastic, with the speed he had.
The dynamic between Nigel Melville and Dean Ryan, how did that work? You say Dean Ryan was concentrating on the forwards, I think.
They not solely on the forwards. I mean, he also had a big part in the overall way we wanted to play, sort of designing that structure. Dean was the bigger motivator, being an ex-military forward himself, so he gelled really well with the forwards. He could get the best out of them, and Nigel was very good for the backs in terms of managing the backs and the overall play. So I thought they were a really good combination. They really, I'm trying to think of the English word now. They played well off each other, so they complemented each other really well in terms of their dynamic, which was great for the team. If you look at the coaching structures, how it's changed now, we didn't have as many coaches as the players have. The teams have now. We had, and then of course Dave Ellis as a defensive coach, and we were one of the few teams at that stage to have a dedicated defensive coach. And we were so successful because Dave was there to really drive the defensive performance indicators we set ourselves. And then we had Rudy Meir come in, and the Australian that worked with our hand-eye coordination, with a skill development part of it. And Ed Archer, which was our strength and conditioning coach. So it was a much smaller team. But the dynamic was perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hence they working together at the RFU now. So
yeah. I see Nigel Melville is taking charge at the RFU as we speak.
Yeah, standing caretaker CEO or something. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're moving towards your final game.
Well, the first one I was going to ask about the captains you played under, Phil Vickery one season and then Jake Bohr. What were they like as captains?
No, they were, both of them led from the front. Vix was an exceptional player, and so was Jake. I mean, Jake, I think, very unfortunate not to have been rewarded with international honours, although he was eligible to play for Ireland, England and South Africa. But although his dream was always to play for the Springboks, but because he never really played in South Africa itself at a high level, he was never going to get an opportunity to play for South Africa. But they were two exceptional guys that wore their hearts on their sleeves. They were Gloucester men through and through, and every time they took the field, you knew that they were going to, they play their hearts out and give everything for the team. And you know, everyone just rallied around them because under pressure, these guys stepped up and they led the way.
Yeah. I meant to ask about Andy Deacon. The real personality, but what was Andy? A bit of a joker, I should imagine.
Oh, Deeks is a, you know, again, one of the names you associate with that period of Gloucester rugby. A fantastic guy to have in the team in terms of the culture, bringing the team together, you know, mentoring guys like Vix and Dougie coming through, and always reliable. You know, you could always rely on Deeks to step up and, you know, and put in the hard yards. You know, even at, you look at his more mature age he was playing at, you know, it's phenomenal that someone could still compete at the Premiership and had the heart and the love and the passion for the club to put his body through it. So, no, another great player to have in the team, and you know, and a good laugh. Same, you know, if you with him, Chris Forty, Mark Cornwell Pasty, you know, Adam Eustace, there was always a lot of banter, and Jake, you know, always a lot of banter in the team.